Well, the walls were covered in big, huge, big pictures of flowers, and there was loads of fairy lights and incense burning, and it was quite cozy in everything but, you know, temperature.
For Lisa Hannigan's debut album, See So, a chilly barn in Kilkenny provided the rehearsal space and a complete contrast to the comfortable warmth that made it onto record. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Her name might not have made it onto the album covers, but Lisa Hannigan's gentle voice whispered into our ears for several years as part of Damien Rice's band. But now she's stepped out on her own with an album, See So, and So, spelled S-E-W, gives you a hint of the artwork to expect. Host Andrew Hirschman did ask Lisa about the packaging when she and her band stopped by FUV, but it's the craft behind the songs that makes the album feel even more familiar and homemade, with lushly layered strings, organs, glockenspiels, horns, and yes, a little needlepoint.
When did that idea to sew the album together come?
While we were kind of working on the record, I love making lists and making plans and that kind of thing. And it was very early on. I knew I wanted to make that sort of a needle book.
Has it attracted interest in like craft circles?
Apparently, yes. You know, I saw one on a craft blog the other day, a post on it, and I was beaming from ear to ear. They were saying that a few people were saying that that's what they listen to when they're sewing, and it was fantastic. It was very gratifying to get, you know, a big up from people like that, because that's definitely my... I would love to be better at sewing and crafty things in general.
Did you have like a little bit of like a sewing circle on this album, as opposed to like a team of graphic designers helping
out?
I had
a little sweatshop of one. There's one girl I like, she's a smile on a Monday, and she'll fight to stay so, and she's like the sun on the weekend, and though she is like the sea, and it's right she be so, if I hold her, she's safe to keep me.
You know, the one of the things I read about you was you had an early experience with an opera CD your mother gave you. And so is part of this also a classical influence at all? All the instruments like violins and cellos and so forth?
I don't know. I suppose everything affects you a little bit. But I had a phase when I was a teenager, an angsty teenager, of, you know, being all dramatic in my room listening to Maria Callas singing operatic arias of consumptive heroines dying horribly and stuff.
Was there a group of fellow like sort of opera fanatics, or were you sort of precluding yourself from the popular crowds there?
Definitely, yeah. No, it wasn't. That wasn't the general thing to be into. So yeah, I was flying solo at it. But it's, you know, I'm glad. I still love it. I just realised that I wasn't really able to sing that way. You don't know if I can die.
That's I Don't Know, live music from Lisa Hannigan and her band, recorded at the FUV studios. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.